You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. If you want to reach me, you can reach me on my cell at 561-718-2361. Our morning service starts at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. Our morning service starts at 11 o'clock. And on Wednesday night at 7:30, we do have our Bible study. So if you are looking for a good church home, and you need a good church home, you want to come in this fellowship with us, you can come tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, or 11 a.m. for our morning service. And all I require that we come and we praise the Lord and we shout and we have a good time in the Lord. We are here today to bring you this program, The True Word of God, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the family members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We say welcome, 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 and we bless you. And we may God bless you real good. Are we ready to go? Here we go. This is our motto that we say every day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, guess what? He shall not, cannot, and will not take our joy. And I thank God for what he have done for me today. And he have done one great thing. Don't you know that I am a miracle? Yes, and you are a miracle. Because the Lord had put breath in your clay body and allowed you to get up this morning. And we want to thank you, thank you. And we want to thank those that came out last night. Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we do have a website. It's www.church5.com. And you can go to our website. And we do have a Facebook. You can type in my name, Vernon Whitaker, and you will find us on the Facebook. And we are having such a good time in the Lord. Amen.
I'm glad. From our past. So if you want to shake loose the past, get in touch with reality. Begin to live a God-filled, wholesome life. Come and join us. We're there every fourth Saturday of the month. And this Saturday is going to be February the 27th at 11 a.m.
Apostle, give me your phone number so they can get in contact with you.
Yes, if you need to reach me, my number is 561-718-2139. It's a very enlightening program that we have for women. And I had such a good response of it. It seems as if, you know, even the younger ladies, they want to participate. Young women's in their 20s. So I'm not shutting you out. I want you to come because there's some things that you may be facing, some issues that you're going through that you need help in that area, whatever area, you know, of life that you have that stronghold in. So we're here to help you to break free. Amen.
Amen. Also, I guess you need to say that no man's is allowed to come to this. It's all women's. And I know sometimes women, you have children and some people don't like to leave the children home, want to take the children everywhere. But this is a place where just women can come in because we need to respect others. We don't want no distraction when they come into that. And sometimes children can be a distraction when you're trying to get a healing or trying to get a breakthrough. So we're not trying to ban the children, but it's a place where women can come in and need someone to talk to. And they may be going through some trials and tribulation, and they need to just release and let it all out. But we don't want no distractions. So even myself, I'm not allowed to even come. I'm kicked out of the club. Amen. But I know that they do have a wonderful time. And whatever be said, me and my wife, we do not discuss nothing. Everything is personal. Everything is kept confidential. And so I think that's a good thing that women's, if I can just get the men folks to come out like that, then we will be all right. Because there are some men that are truly hurting, but they don't know where to go to. They're ashamed to say that I'm being abused by my wife or my girlfriend, because there are some men being abused now. And this keep this thing real. But because of our machoism, because of how we was brought up or taught, we don't want to go in and say, hey, man, I'm being abused at the house. And abuse is more than just physical. You can be mentally abused.
Or
amen?
Verbally. Yes.
And mm-hmm. and to me, that's the worst kind. Because once your mind is scarred, it's hard to repair the mind. Physical abuse, you can get over that, because bruises and cuts go away. But when your mind is messed up, it takes a long time to get that healing in your heart. And that's why people walk around with a lot of low self-esteem, especially in women, because they are physical and mostly verbal abuse.
Verbally, yes.
Told they'll never be anything, they'll never mount anything. And, you know, you don't look good, you're fat and you're ugly and all that kind of stuff, just to try to keep control over those. But I'm hoping that women will come out, and maybe I get some response from men folks. I get one started for the men, because I know how it is, and we can be abused in many ways.
Yes, Apostle, it's about healthy relationships.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of times divorces go on because, you know, men and women are not healed from their past relationships.
Yes.
So they tend to bring that baggage in
right into it.
To the relationship that they're in now, looking for signs of, you know, signs that, hey, I know she's going to be this way.
Yeah.
Because my other one, my other girlfriend or my other wife was this way.
Yes.
So you're judging the person instead of not allowing her or him, you know, to be themselves.
Yes, that's right.
And a lot of times there's a lot of breakdown in these relationships because of communication.
Mm.
People don't want to communicate with each other. Couples
sure
don't want to communicate with one another. You have to be open and honest with each other. And first and foremost, you have to be a friend to each other.
Yes.
You know, I'm that same person that you met me, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been together that long, but there's a lot of couples that fall by the wayside.
Yes,
but we
do
have an open and honest relationship.
Yes.
I tell you what's on my mind. You tell me what's on your mind. I don't hold that against you. You know, sometimes I may not like what you say, but
amen.
It's not, you know, I know the intent behind it.
Yes.
You know, you're just letting me know. Sometimes we do get frustrated.
Yes.
But you know what? Communication is the key.
Yes. It's okay to disagree, but we ain't got to get mad.
We don't have to get upset with one another and fall out about it.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because either the man or the woman try to take over the whole conversation and don't give their partners the other chance to express themselves. And I truly believe, and that's why I love my wife, because she knew how to express yourself when I'm on the wrong side, and I don't have no problem with that. Because when you're wrong, you're just wrong. And in a sense, you trying to make no excuses, because the truth, it gonna hurt, the truth gonna upset you. But if you realize you wrong, then you need to ask for forgiveness, you need to ask for pardon, and move on. But we get to the point sometimes where we know we wrong, but yet we don't want to admit that we wrong. We want to be right, regardless of what anybody say, I'm right.
That's the male control.
Yeah, it's trying to control, you know, and I don't need nobody I control. If I want that, I can get my dog or animal, any kind of animal, if I want to control. I want somebody with a free will. That's why God give us a free will. I want somebody with their own mind. I want somebody with their own will. When I'm wrong, I want somebody to stand up to me and let me know, hey, you wrong. I don't need no yes woman.
I know. You know, and there's a thing, and I always say this. My mother-in-law taught me my first marriage, my mother-in-law taught me. She said, listen, you primp to get them, you got to primp to keep them.
I know.
So that means if I did all that little hair, nails, whatever,
right.
I did, and you know how to bring you into me.
Yes.
Then I gotta keep
gotta
you
keep
the
it.
Same way. So we lose that, and a lot of times it's not even, you know, you feel that you get your mate and then you get comfortable and then, you know, that's it. But that's not it. There's so much more to explore with your in your relationship with each other, even though you go through having children, you have finances, you have the house, mm-hmm. you have the jobs, you have it, everything that comes in that, you got to learn to take time for each other. And not only take time for each other, you got to learn how to take time for yourself.
Yes.
Because we need a break from each other sometimes. Sure, I need to go off and just pamper myself. Have a pampering day, just mm-hmm. me, myself, and I.
I know.
And I don't have a problem in doing that.
No, that's why I love to go fishing. Get on the fish creek by
myself. It's just,
by the water.
We lose a lot mm-hmm. of things because of mistrust.
Trust. Don't trust
nobody. And that comes from your past.
Yeah.
How you were brought up or how you saw your parents being raised or, even other relationships around you.
Yeah.
So, that's what hurting women is about. We're here to deal with these issues. We're here to deal not only with the issues, but yourself, your inner man.
Yeah.
And in order for you to be healed, you got to go deep within yourself to find out what is the problem, what's going on with me, the reason why I keep repeating
the same
thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because with a lot of men, folks, I hear, and they get to the point where, and this is the common thing that they say, oh, I know she loved me. She know I love you, but it's more to it than this, that. You have to show a person that you love them. And you just can't say and don't do, because love is an action word. It's not a noun. You got to put this thing in action.
That's right.
And I think that's where a lot of men go wrong, because once they get comfortable and they get that remote in their hand, and man, they don't want to move, they don't want to go nowhere but sit there and flip that remote. Well, while you flipping the remote, somebody else can be flipping your woman. Come on now. Let's keep it real now. Because if you don't, somebody else will.
That's true.
If you don't, somebody, if you don't,
yeah,
if you don't tell, if you don't tell your woman or your husband or your wife that you love her, I guarantee you Jody will. And if you don't know who Jody, you better ask somebody. You sure know better ask somebody.
We do. We tend to take each other for granted.
That's the wrong thing to do.
We don't want to do that. So
because I know I don't take my wife for granted. I had to show her. I had to tell her to bring some flowers, whatever. Because I don't want Georgia to step in my house. Because if he do, it's gonna be on. Somebody's head gonna get knocked. It ain't gonna be mine. Come on now. But in order to have a good relationship with your wife, you need to have a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
If you can love Jesus, somebody you have never seen, then it shouldn't be no problem loving with somebody that you see every day. And we have not never seen Jesus Christ yet, but we confess all the time that I love the Lord.
And not only that, you have to love Christ first.
Yes.
But hurting women is about loving yourself
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has that's a big part of why men and women hurt, because they don't know how to love themselves.
Yes.
So once you get into the realization of who you are, what kind of hangups you have, and we all sometimes unknowingly project what's going on mm-hmm. with us onto the other person.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to find someone else that will listen to us. Let's just say another woman. If we having personal problems at home, we can't talk to our wife or our girlfriend mm-hmm. about it, but we can find a friend on the job that we can talk about it.
Yes.
Well, that leads to other things. Because not knowing, you're sending really subliminal messages. There's women that are out there that are listening to every pain, every hurt that you got going on inside of your marriage, and they want to try to help you fix it, but they're really not trying to help you fix it. They're trying to pull you away.
Come on now.
Subliminally.
Yes.
Without you even knowing, and you think that this person is, a friend, a good listener, a good, she's there for me. No. Well, why can't we confide in our wife, tell our wife what the problem is, or tell our husband what the problem is, vice versa. Husbands, tell your wife what the problem is, because you can't fix it if you don't know what the problem is.
I know. Because some of them think, well, they ain't going to listen. They don't want to hear what I got to say. They're not going to I try to correct the problem. And some of it is true, because we got some people that they don't want to listen because they think they right on everything. And those are some dangerous people, because you can't teach them anything.
No.
You can't teach them nothing. When a person know everything, that's a dangerous person. Because you got to be teachable in all things that you do. You have to be right in all things that you do. So your spirit have to be right in order to be teachable, in order to listen, in order to get hold to it, in order to understand what your partner is going through. And so you got to be in a point so that you can be able to love each other.
Well, we have a caller.
Hit the green button.
Yes, caller, you on the air?
Yes, praise the Lord, apostles. My name is Sharon, and one thing I noticed about women, married women like to talk to their single friends about their husband.
Come on.
Don't dog your husbands out to your single friends.
Yes.
Because they're sitting there waiting to say, well, if she don't want him, I'll take him.
Come on, you preaching
that's
already.
That's right. You're right. And see, that's what we're saying is, you know, stop talking. Talk to your mate, because that's why he's there. That's why she's there, so that you can get a good understanding of where the relation is headed. Because once you start involving other people, then now you're creating new problems. And you're so right, because women out there will do it. Men out there, they do it. They're just waiting for the sign, because, you know, they really admire the person, the way they carry themselves, or the way their perfume smell, or it's just something about that woman. So it's like my husband said, if the man don't appreciate his mate, somebody else is out there watching.
Yes.
Don't think that you're the only one that desires your mate. No, there's other people that are watching. I don't care how ugly you are.
Come on.
How beautiful you are, how in between looking you are. There's somebody out there for everybody.
Mm. Yeah, they say you're not the only game in town.
There you go.
Come on.
Well, thank you, caller.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So we got to be into a situation. I understand what you're saying. If you don't love yourself, then you can't love nobody else. I'm sorry. And it all comes from sometime how we was growed up and the negative things that we heard when we was a child. Because I have heard a lot of negative things, but that didn't stop me from being the person who I was going to be, because I didn't let that influence me. Because sometimes the negative things, you know, you will never mount anything. You will never be anything. You're just like your daddy. You're just like your mama. You know, your mom and daddy were no good, so you ain't going to be no good.
Negativity.
And that sits in your mind.
Negative, yes. Negativity. And it all stems from, you know, a lot of times how we are raised. Mm. Just like you're saying, if I impart negativity into you, that thing is going to grow up. That's a seed that was planted. It's going to grow in you. So you're going to grow thinking, hey, I'm never going to amount to anything. Unless you have somebody that comes along that is positive. I was always taught not to hang around negativity or negative people, because if you hang around those people, that's what you become. Mm-hmm. So I learned at an early age to hang around people that are going somewhere, that are doing things, that are positive, that are, you know, that had a positive influence in my life. And I thank God for my two friends that really, it's not just a two, it's a couple, three or more, but they helped me. They were older than me. They were wiser. So they were able to impart. I was a listener. I was a sponge, because I was going through some problems in my first marriage. I was going through, and I needed that help, that guidance. So and a lot of times we think because of who we are as a person, we don't deserve to be treated like this. But when you're constantly being badgered and you're trying to get ahead and one is pulling this way, you're going up the stream and somebody's pulling you down the stream. Well, you know, it's time to shake some things off.
Yes, yeah. And what used to mess with me and bogger my mind, and I know with some of my friends when I grew up and some of the women that I know, why you have to sell her for a piece of man? I don't never understand that. You know, I'd rather have a piece of man than have no man. I don't want a piece of nothing.
No.
I won't hold or nothing. And it comes on because they feel like nobody wants them, or they feel like nobody loves them. So let me settle for anything that come along. And now you caught into this trap, this back door, and it's revolving door. So now you keep going through the same relationship,
over and over. And it has to do with what?
Self-esteem.
Loving yourself for who you are. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself, I'm beautiful.
Yes.
You don't need to seek approval from other people when you have mirrors all over your house.
Come on now.
To look in them and to see, you know, you are as good as you look, or you are as good as you feel. Regardless, you're still beautiful.
Yes.
Inside and out.
Yeah. And that's where I think that we men folks are some part of the problem for some of the ladies that are going through these situations, because how we treat them and what we say and how we act towards them. So sometimes us men folks, we don't treat women as a human being. We treat them as a sex object. And because of how we was grew up and because of what we was taught, and how all you got to do, well, you can get this woman, because there are plenty of women around. So we don't know the damage that we are doing until I had a daughter. Then I realized I had a mother.
Yes.
And I realized that I had a sister. So then I had to look at then, if I'm treating these women the same way, and somebody treat my daughter, my mother or sister that way, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get mad and want to fight somebody. So I really can't get mad if I'm part of the problem. So we have to learn that sometimes we are the part of the problem, and this is part of my passion as well, as trying to help ladies to overcome and realize you don't have to let no man treat you no any kind of way. And this is what I always tell the young folks. You get these young guys and you demand that they respect you. You demand that they treat you like a lady.
Well, a lot of times you got these young girls that need to learn what respect is.
Come on now, there you go.
Because if you dress and showing the man everything before you get attached, then of course they're not going to respect you.
That's right.
I mean, you're showing them everything. So, you know, sometimes you just got to cover up and let the man imagine something.
Yeah, don't advertise. Nothing belongs to me.
You don't have to go.
Mm-mm, I don't believe that advertisement.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, guys. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. You know, and it shouldn't take Valentine's Day to show love. You should be showing your mate love every day, each and every day.
365 days of the year.
You should wake up telling them that you love them, kiss them, do little special things for them. Breakfast, whatever it takes, do it, because this is what's going to keep a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship.
That's right.
By you surprising them and them surprising you. You know, if you can do it for somebody else, you can do it for the person that you're sleeping in the bed with.
Yeah, come on now. Because, you know, sometimes these ladies need to understand that a lot of these men, to them, it ain't nothing but a game, playing football. And once we get the touchdown, game over with. So sometimes you got to throw a penalty flag
and not be you got to learn how to not be afraid to be different.
That's right.
From the next woman.
That's right.
Respect yourself, women.
That's right.
We love you. This was really not our topic for today, like I said, we do have a Hurting Women Hurt program brunch that will be on February the 27th at 11 o'clock at First Church 5-0 Fellowship Ministries. You are so welcome to join us. We have a lot of hot topics, and we really try to stick with one topic because we want you to heal from the inside out, and the healing begins with you. So we really appreciate you listening to us, and your feedback is very important to us. Call us, let us know if we need to improve in whatever areas. Hey, if there's a topic you might even want to hear about, you know, call us. My number is 561-718-2139.
Yes, this I know we didn't get to our topic, but I guess maybe next Saturday we'll get into our topic of worship. But I think this is where God wants us to go today, because somebody need to hear that you need to learn how to love each other. And that's one thing that Jesus commanded us. He said, love one another as I have loved the church. So if you are married, then you should be able to a husband, you should be able to lay your life down for your wife. And that's what Jesus did. He laid his life down for the church. It was nothing that Jesus would not do for the church. So young man, if you marry that, it should be nothing that you should do for your wife to make your wife happy. And I believe it's always a two-way street. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker and my lovely, lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. About 15 years we've been married. We are off on First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located in Port St. Lucie, 28. There's two addresses, 2865 or 2855. We're right next to
Joining Buildings.
Joining Buildings. Mm-hmm. Come out tomorrow and fellowship with us. Our morning service start at 11 o'clock. Our Sunday school start at 10. Give us a call. This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice
and be glad in it. Be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
And grave to find my soul. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you with all I am. I live to see your kingdom come. In my heart I pray you'd let your will be done. Till I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you, trust in you. I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in of you. You are the voice that called the universe to be. You are the whisper in my heart that speaks to me. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust.